You're listening to a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show.
Our next guest is Australian Poetry Slam Champion for 2017. Welcome to the Annie and Ando Show, Jesse Oliver.
Hey, how you doing?
Very well. Thank you for coming in. That is not Annie Louie. That is my co-host, Sananda, who is helping out while Annie's just like on a pirate ship doing acting work. Hey, you're here to talk to us about World Harmony Week. What is it?
So World Harmony Week is basically celebrating Australia's diversity. It's about inclusiveness, it's about respect, and it's about reflecting on the fact that everyone deserves a sense of belonging.
Where is it? Like, how's it run?
It's run across Australia. It's just something that everyone should be reflecting on.
And what's your involvement and what are you doing in that week? Is something special?
Yeah, so me and a bunch of poets recently collaborated with T2, and we sort of got together and noticed that we had similar experiences of microaggression. And I guess you could describe a microaggression as something that is a statement or action that is either intentional or unintentional that reveals a sort of veiled bias or discrimination. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that we're all often guilty of this sort of thing, and that's why it has become such a pervasive form of discrimination. And that's why it's so wonderful to be able to collaborate with these other poets and share our experiences on the platform that T2 has
Can provided. You give us some examples just to really make that a concrete thing for me, like a microaggression? Like, I get it, but what, like, for example?
So, like I said, you know, intentionally or unintentionally, a micro-ignorance or a microaggression that I've experienced is, for example, when I was first transitioning, I was using the bathroom, and there's always this huge struggle because I know that something's going to go down. So after deciding to use the ladies, because that's what I mostly looked like at the time, there was this woman who decided to come in and wait outside of my toilet cubicle to tell me that I was in the wrong bathroom. Now, to her, she thought that she was obviously doing the right thing, but as well, that comes in to her misunderstanding or her ignorance about trans people and their needs. Right. So that's the best example I can think of.
So is heteronormative symbol, let's workplace, for example, you walk around a lot of workplaces and the photographs you see on people's desk are the nuclear family, a male, a female, and a 2.3 children. Is that a microaggression because it actually is reinforcing a heteronormative stereotype or not?
It's not. I don't think personally it is.
Okay.
I think it's funny. It's that whole rubbing it in our faces, which is something that he uses in the gay community, against the gay community as well. It's not a case of that. It's something that is an undertone or something that's an action or a statement is what I included in the definition before.
So you said before that you partnered with T2, that's the tea company, the drinking tea.
Yeah.
I didn't want to assume that I got the right tea. And like, are they funding the backing it or what's the partnership about?
They did. They approached us. I guess the heart of this campaign and the reason that we all agreed to be involved in this collaboration is because tea comes from a number of different cultures all across the world.
Yep.
And it's celebrated for that. All those differences are celebrated. And it is the same with people. And same in the poetry communities as well. We're listening and we're understanding to each other's stories. And so that diversity and that community creates a really great platform to sort of discuss these difficult to talk about issues.
Nice. That's beautiful, actually, when you think about it like that. The metaphor of tea. Mm.
Yeah.
Do you drink tea, Sananda?
I have a lot more since I've moved here. But everyone can enjoy it. And it comes in all flavors.
That's a whole nother talk break, I reckon. I need to get behind that one. But Jesse, and if you've just tuned in, we're talking to Jesse Oliver about Harmony Week and also the work that they're doing with a group of poets around microaggression micro-ignorance. And I like that probably better because one's the act of and one's the thought of, perhaps.
Yeah, you did ask me the question before we went live, what the difference is between a micro-ignorance and a microaggression, and that was going to be my answer, that a microaggression sort of is the result of a micro-ignorance.
Nice.
Yeah, so...
Or not nice, but good. Thank you for explaining it to my simple little brain. What informs or where do you get your inspiration from when you write poetry?
When I first started writing poetry, I was going through some really difficult times, and including these instances of micro-ignorance where, you have this feeling, you don't know exactly how to express it. And the thing with micro-ignorance is it's really hard to call out because it's not an overt sort of sense of discrimination. Yeah. So when I was first writing my poetry, that's what I was writing about. I just needed to find this way to express myself and have people understand why it was a faux pas. And then more recently, now that I've come to terms with who I am, my sexuality, my gender, I'm looking a lot more outwards. Yeah. So I'm writing a lot more about bigger issues, bigger than myself as well, including this collaboration with T2. But as much as it is about expressing myself, like I said, the community before is also about listening.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think it's beautiful that this is a collaboration with other poets in this T2 campaign, because we all have different stories that we're all sharing and listening to.
That's beautiful. Thank you. You mentioned before around transitioning. How long ago was that?
It was about 6 years.
If you don't mind me asking.
Christmas just passed.
Yeah. 6 years. And so poetry was kind of your friend or your foe or your cathartic process in supporting you in that?
Yeah, I mean, I used to speak with a little bit of a stutter, and I think a lot of, you know, people struggling with their gender and sexuality have a lot of difficulty discovering who they are and being able to stand on 2 feet and say to the world, this is me, because it is scary out there.
It is.
So I had a difficult time with it, and I found that poetry, again, it was the community that allowed me that space to stand up on a microphone and give me 2 minutes where people would listen to how I was feeling and what I needed to express, and it helped me grow to now where I'm sitting here with you guys.
Sitting here in the Joy Studios chatting to us about the work, the incredible work that you're doing in collaboration with T2 and World Harmony Week. If people want to find out more about your work and also this project that you're working on, where can they go, or how do we find out more?
Yeah, the T2 campaign went live yesterday. The first thing I'd advise everyone to do is to have a listen, because, like I said, fundamental base of the community, listen to the other people's stories.
Yeah.
Further than that, there are poetry communities in every nook and cranny of the world, so find one and go listen to those stories as well. And then once you've done that, jump in and give it a go.
Is there a particular trans one in Melbourne that you would like? Is there a trans one in Melbourne? I don't know.
I don't know either. I've actually just moved here.
Where are you from?
Oh, I was from Perth.
Oh, yeah, I said that before, didn't I? 2007. We are talking to Perth's or Australia Poetry Slam champion, Jesse Oliver. There you go. Wow. So what's next for you?
What's next for me? I'm working on Young Writers Festival at the moment. So a lot of what I do is a mix between performing my poetry and then giving back to the little communities that helped me grow through them. So a mix of all of those things. I'll do it until I die. I love it so much.
That's fantastic. Yeah. It is fantastic. Yeah. Hey, if you want to find out more information about this amazing piece of work for World Harmony Week, it's released as of now. It's called Verse of Tea. There's a campaign online. Just Google Verse of Tea. You will find more. Google Jesse Oliver to find out where more works that you're doing and what's coming up. Thank you so much for joining the Annie and Ando show to talk to us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I really appreciate it.
That was Annie and Ando. Remember, you can catch them live every Monday afternoon, 4 till 6, on Joy 94.9.